Writers are often asked where they get their inspiration for their stories. Are they personal tales, overheard mutterings, or generated somewhere in their dark fantasies? For Craig Sylvie, it was the matter of a name, and that name was Jasper Jones. Sylvie said the name popped into his head and wouldn't let him go. With that came the character, and finally a story to place Jasper Jones into. The story is set in a small Australian town in the mid-60s. It begins when Jasper Jones, the mixed-race scapegoat for the town's fears and insecurities, comes to the window of the bookish Charlie and enlists his help. The plot, which is partly a murder mystery to discover the killer of a dead girl, slowly unravels the racism and bubbling secrets of the town. Sylvie has filled the novel with his passion for Southern Gothic fiction in the style of Mark Twain, Harper Lee, and Truman Capote. The book has even drawn comparisons with Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Through the voice of 13-year-old Charlie, he's able to ask the questions we all wonder about the uglier side of human nature. What makes some people want to hurt others, and how do you define human weakness? It is the characterisation of Charlie and his best friend, the Vietnamese refugee Jeffrey Liu, which provides the more memorable scenes. Their arguments capture the charm and intense imaginary world of childhood, such as their passionate debate over who is the best superhero, Spider-Man or Batman. And even through the darker ponderings on death and violence, they are still asking the difficult questions that concern their world, like, would you rather wear a hat made of spiders or have penises for fingers? This book was published last year. He's already won the 2009 Indie Book of the Year. But the nominations for the Miles Franklin Award earlier this year brought the book back into the public sphere. Sylvie has been the media's favourite young buzz boy, and scoring a spot in Clio's Bachelor of the Year nominations at the same time didn't hurt his reputation either. This has been Kavita Bedford for IC Red.